year should be a special source for every morning mercy sheyichyu, for all of the cholim and klal Yisrael, and schus we saw Sarok ben Shulamit, and we're going to be learning about Megillas Rus. We learn that Rus goes out to the field, and she meets Boaz, and Boaz is really nice to her, and she falls on her face, she prostrates herself in the ground, and she says, "Why have I pleased you that you should take cognizance of me, seeing that I am a foreigner? Madua matzasi chen beinechal hakireni v'anuchi nochriya." So Boaz said to her, "That has been told to me that you did for your mother-in-law, all that you did for your mother-in-law after your husband's death, and you left your father and your mother and your native land, and you went to a people that you didn't know before. Yishalem Hashem pa'alech, may Hashem reward your deeds, v'atihi maskurtech shleima me'im Hashem, and your reward should be complete from God, Elokei Yisrael, Lord of Israel, asher bas lachzos tachas kenafav." Under whose wings you have come to take shelter. Ad kan midivrei hapasuk, midivrei hapsukim. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, right, so we have here that Rus is coming to join the Jewish people. She's being blessed for this. She came under the wings of the Shekhinah. And we have in Yevamos Daf Memches, why are Geirin Me'unim Bizman Azevi Yisurim Ba'amalem? Why is it so hard for the Geirin? Why do they suffer so much? Because they waited to enter under the wings of the Shekhinah. So we have to understand what their guilt is that they didn't come to convert so quickly. Is there a chiyuv on somebody from the Umos Ha'olam to come and convert? No. So they're punished for this. Adarabba, we push them away. So what's the taina here in the Gemara that they tarried in becoming geirim? So in the Sefer Kol Mevaser, he explains as follows, that this inui is mikaro mitzad ichor asiyas hageiros. This suffering is rooted in the fact that they didn't do the geiros fast enough. Inui tivi sheba min hahefsed hanigra min ichor. It is a natural suffering that comes from the loss that is caused because of this ichor, because it was pushed off. Kamo kol davar b'teva, like anything in nature, she ichor bo mezik ve'eino layafe, that waiting causes harm and things don't go well. Moshe lamad davar dovel misha makabel mazel ma'achas manateyav mevikol ativi. Somebody who eats when he no longer has an appetite and when his digestive tract isn't working. Like it says in Shabbos, somebody who fasts the whole morning and only starts eating in the afternoon, it's not good for him, because the Gemara says that it's good for you to eat in the morning but not to fast half the day and only then start eating. So there's certain things that if left to nature and you just wait around, it's bad for you. So the ger, if there's an ichul, if there's a wait between the hisorus, the isirakshus, the excitement that the ger has and doing the maisa geirus, so then he doesn't have the same feelings anymore. He doesn't have the same ishtokukus. His slavus is cooled off. The koach hamashicha ve'akosef l'sdabik b'kedushas Am Yisrael is lost. He doesn't have the same passion. And then the geirus isn't going to be a proper geirus, and he's going to feel this his whole life. So that's how this Sefer Kol Mevaser explains the Gemara. The Gemara says that because they wait until they enter under Kampi Hashchina, that means that yeah, they're being misgayer, but after the Asorus, and since they're no longer as excited as they once were, that is going to machdaroshim, that is going to make an impression on them for their whole lives. Because really what you do at the beginning is going to set you. We have that a lot in Yiddishkeit, that the Bikurim, the first, when you get up in the morning, the first thing you do, the first thing you say, you're not allowed to eat before you daven, all these things that you have to get off to a good strong start. This person was excited about being a ger, and then they start thinking about it, maybe yes, maybe no, they push it off, and when it finally happens, they lose out on that original excitement. Vahikasha kila Yitzchak levarchas Yaakov, vahiyach yatzo yatzo Yaakov meis pene Yitzchak aviv ve'esav bamitzedo. So when Yitzchak finished blessing Yaakov, and Yaakov goes out, from Yitzchak, from the fancy of Yitzchak, his father, and Esav comes from his hunting, as it says in Parashas Tolo, says the Rashbam. V'hagid nisim shenas liYaakov bokas, was telling us the miracles. Rashbam is a Pashtun. He says there were miracles that happened to Yaakov. Shilu hikdim Esav lovo rega echad. If Esav would come 1 minute before, then that would have been it. Yaakov wouldn't have gotten his brachas, but Esav came after Yaakov already got his brachas. So, you have to seize the moment, as they say. Carpe diem, seize the moment. Because had Yaakov not seized the moment, and he had come a little bit later, then we would have lost, he would have lost out in the bracha. The Gemara tells that one time Nachum Ish Gamzu was going baderech to his shver, to his father-in-law, and he had a masui, he had a burden of three chamorim, one of macha, one of mishta, one of minei megadim, food, drink, delicacies, comes in ani, Amad lo baderech, and he says, Rebbe, parnaseni, I want you to give me parnasa. Amar lo, hamtei na shefarik menachem, or wait until I remove from the donkey. Lo spik lifrok me'alech hamor, chiyotzta neshmasu shel ani. And he didn't manage to be porek me'alech hamor until the ani died. So Nachum Ish Gamzu went, he fell on the face of the ani, and he said, that my eyes that didn't have mercy on you should be blinded. My hands that didn't have mercy on you should be cut off. My legs that didn't have mercy on your legs, my hands didn't have mercy on yours should be cut off. My legs didn't have mercy on your legs should be cut off. Tainis Chaf Aleph. So this story is wondrous. How do we understand this story? So in the Yerushalmi, there's a different girsa. Shkal and Perek Chamishi Halacha Dalet. There the story is that Nachum Ish Gamzu tells the Ani, who's Muka Shchin, who has boils, that he should wait until after he comes back from his father's house, and then he's going to give him food. So in this story it says, wait until I unload the donkey. In the Yerushalmi they have it that he says to this Ani Muka Shchin, wait until I come back from my father-in-law's house, and then I'll give you food. So according to this parish, it's understood that Nachum Ish Gamzu was makabel upon himself such serious punishments, because he was much more guilty. He wasn't just unloading the donkey. If the pshat is he's unloading the donkey, how do you understand the serious punishment? So pshat is that, no, he said, I'll wait till I come back from my father-in-law's house. So that's a long time to wait. Therefore, he punished himself so severely. But according to the Girs of the Bavli, what's his ashma? What's his guilt? He goes down from the donkey, gets off the donkey to unload the burden in order to give the ani to eat and drink. So what's the guilt? And then he punished himself so severely. So Nachum Ish Gamzu saw in himself, this is a big yisod of the Bavli Musar, a tviya shel dak min hadak, a very, very subtle tviya. He incriminated himself that he said to the ani, wait, wait. So that telling the ani, wait, first of all, he didn't have to say wait. He could have said, I'm going to give you. And even the time that he was busy saying wait, maybe he felt that was a little bit of a pagam, that took extra time. So therefore, he didn't grab that moment. He didn't grab the moment, so he took upon himself such terrible punishments. It could be, psychologically, we all have oftentimes a barrier from giving tzedakah, because we know that if we start off with $10 in our pocket and an ani asks us for money and we give him $5, we're only going to be left, at least in the meantime, with $5. So would you rather have $10 in your pocket or $5? Most people I know would rather have $10. So we have this natural barrier, so sometimes we push it off. So it could be he felt that he didn't really want to give it, showed he didn't really want to give it. The other he was going to give. But this wait made him feel like, oh, you know, I have a little bit of time. And that was a pagam, because a person should work on himself, that he should be excited, he should jump to do chesed, he should realize that when you, v'yikhu li truma, when you're giving, you're really taking, v'yikhu. It says in the Gemara, brachas nun ches, Rav Chana bar Chani ben Chani loy, lo shoko yada min kasa, min kisa. He didn't take his hand away from his pocket. He was afraid that if somebody asked him, a chashiva ani, came from a good family, now unfortunately he's very poor, so until he puts his hand in his pocket, the guy's going to get embarrassed. So you see that even those moments are the difference between a mitzvah and a aveira, and here we have a big yisod in Musar, Baruch Hashem, really to grab that moment and not to make anybody wait, and to really overcome our natural inclination to sometimes be a little bit selfish, or be a little bit self-centered and a little bit cheap, and instead to give with all of our hearts and to give with all of our souls. Okay, sweet friends, we have a lot more to say about Megillas Esther and Megillas Esther, also Megillas Esther, but Megillas Rus, and we should be Zochem Ritz Hashem to say it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.